with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back. Marty's got the day off. Charitable guy that he is. He's golfing. Chris Baker at Sabres Prospects with us now. Bakes, are there stadiums across America that you still want to get to that you haven't been to?
Ooh, stadiums. There's definitely some baseball stadiums. Like, I haven't gone to the old, Comiskey, like some of the older ones. Mm. I'd like to go to, is it still called Minute Maid down in Houston?
They have a new title this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. The juice box is no longer. They've also run out of juice. I think they have like 36 guys injured right now. So that.
Now, and I've been out to Red Rocks. Yes. In the past, and like stood up at the top and looked down at the amphitheater, and you can see, you know, like you're actually looking towards Denver. Mm-hmm. I'd like to actually be in both of, you know, the baseball and football stadiums in Denver and kind of look back the other way. I have a feeling that those views, if you're at the top of those stadiums, would be pretty cool. But there's others. But yeah, those are the big ones. And I haven't gone to the new Yankee Stadium, although I'm sure, you know,
yeah,
what good could come out of that? I'm kidding. There's a lot of Yankees fans that I'm looking
to get
a response out of.
Not been to the new one either, but I did get to Dodger Stadium over the weekend for the first time, and it blew me away. Like, I'd been here in the last couple of years. I was actually, like, you know, rollerblading all around the city, and it was around Dodger Stadium one day, but it's not the same as actually being in it. And yet for my entire life, watching it on TV, it just didn't hit me until I was actually, like, the mountains on almost every night is perfect in LA. And it was like, it was breathtaking. and this was not for baseball, it was for music, but the same. And I was just like, now, you do get spoiled by the modern day amenities of new stadiums. And the biggest challenge with any older stadium is entrance and exit. Like, you just don't have the capacity to move people freely through the concourse the way you would. Yeah. But other than that, I mean, it's just like, this is incredible.
That's a cool drive. 'Cause you drive up. I've been to Dodger Stadium. Actually, yeah. It was a 2010 NHL draft. I was out there. That was the Mark Pezek draft. Taylor Hall, Sagan, we're 1 and 2. Second day, ended on a Saturday. Got out of there. I got picked up at Staples Center, and we went right over. I changed in the car, went right over to a Yankees-Dodgers game. The Yankees were in town that day, so it was June. Someone could look it up. Cool experience. So you drive up. I know what you're talking about. You're going up that hill, up that mountain, and it's tricky getting out of there. Mm-hmm. Also, but it's an experience. But once you get in that stadium, yeah, you can feel the history in there. And it's such a wild dynamic. We had good seats along the third base line, right above like the dugout, maybe 20 rows up. Mm-hmm. And you're looking in the outfield, and the outfield is just like party central at mm-hmm. a Dodgers game. I'm not sure, you know, it's not a place I would probably want to hang out there. It looked pretty wild. But that was also like a 4-hour plus baseball game that day.
Of course it was.
I think Kershaw was on. And it was just like, when's this going to end? But no, there were a lot of people there. You got like the Dodger Blue drinks. Great, great environment, great stadium. That's one that I remember, like, obviously mm-hmm. very well. But that's a cool experience. I'm glad you got that. That was your first time, huh?
I now have Dodger Stadium and Fenway as places I've been to, but never seen a ball game. I've been at Fenway 3 times for a Winter Classic and 2 concerts, but never seen baseball there. So
what about Wrigley for you?
Yeah, Wrigley a lot, actually.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, again, it's been fun as a, you know, infrequent visitor, but over the decades, just seeing how it will always kind of look the same from the outside, but then you just see all the little wrinkles, the upgraded facilities, the bathrooms, the concession stands, and it's like, oh, they're doing everything they can to maximize the still limited square footage that they have to do things. Now, I did get to a place that I never thought I would, quite frankly. And again, it was very childhood driven, watching the Kings with the Triple Crown line and watching the Lakers against the Celtics every year, it seemed like. But then along came the new arenas, and I just thought, well, I'm never going to get to the Forum. But thankfully, over the last 15 years, they've converted the old Forum into strictly a concert venue now. It is one of, if not the only, arenas in America that is strictly a concert venue now, not multi-purpose anything. It's just that. And so this is where my spontaneous trivia for you comes in. So I got to the Forum on Friday night for a show, obviously. And, well, actually, it was really cool going down Kareem Court. And I thought, wow, this feels
beach
like...
Beach access, too. You're not too far from the beach, either. That's a nice spot. Yeah.
So... it's small. It feels small compared to the, you know, the world we live in now. And it really does feel like a theater when you come in, like carpeting, black and red. And it's just, that's what it is. But there were images on the concourse, 8 of them all the way around. In like the vomitories of like images of concerts that have happened at the Forum.
Oh, wow.
In its history. Now, there were 8. So if I asked you to, like, who are the 8 artists that were featured prominently around, let's call it the 100 level of the Forum, historical music icons, singers or bands, Where would you start?
Okay, so you threw in bands, so that's important because that was part of my qualifying question. Are these 8 acts and maybe there's only one face, like if a band? Okay, so I'm going to start though. So I'm thinking about the Forum when it was actually active, like they would have had concerts. I'm going to isolate like the 70s and maybe the 80s.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm going to go Elvis Presley.
Yes.
Right, we're going to start with Elvis.
Yes.
You know, Mr. Vegas, Mr. LA, that makes a lot of sense. I'm going to go with a Beatle of some sort.
No.
No?
Now, that's not to say they aren't featured somewhere else that I didn't see. But, you know, like the next level up, it was curtained off, so couldn't get up there.
Okay. Boy, that's interesting. This is going to be tricky, man.
Just think classic rock and you'll fill in the dots real quick.
Well, no, I'm thinking about it. Yeah. So like, you know, I want to say Zeppelin played at the Forum.
That's 2.
Yeah. So which one was Jimmy Page or Robert Plant?
Well, it was like the whole band.
Okay. The whole band. Okay. Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah. Jim Morrison, because they are like from the Doors.
No,
they're California.
But that would have stopped me in my tracks if I'd seen that.
That would make sense, wouldn't it? I mean, the California bass. Yeah. Okay. So, wow. They got to get on that. Let's see. Man,
again,
this is tricky.
The Forum Club is down in the basement, so there's probably all these images down there that you're talking about. Let me rattle through. Elvis, yeah. Zeppelin, The Who, The Stones, The Eagles. Mm. But then there were 3 individuals that were of interest to me. Prince.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Okay, yeah.
And Neil Diamond.
Neil
that was
Diamond
the first
sense.
One that I saw when I walked in. I was like, I was not expecting this. And it was like, so that really got me just fixated on, I wanted to walk all the way around and say like, well, what other artists do they have these beautiful images of? Because other than that, again, it's just like kind of walking into a theater. Like it's endless, nice concessions. And you just feel like you're about to walk into the bowl and see a big movie show. But it was
so
cool.
I just Googled.
Yeah.
I wanted to check Neil Diamond because I was thinking, like, was Hot August Night at the Forum, but it was actually at the Greek Theater.
Oh, I got to.
It would have made sense.
Dude, that's where I started on this trip. Yeah. I got to the Greek Theater for the first time.
No kidding. Hey, the only other, like, stadium, to go back to your question, you know, I've seen Notre Dame football. I saw them as a visitor at Michigan State. We did a doubleheader one time, went to the Big House in the morning for a Michigan versus Wisconsin game. And then at night, Michigan State hosted Notre Dame. I need to see Notre Dame. And I'm not the biggest Notre Dame guy, but just steeped in history. I need to see a Notre Dame game in South Bend. That's probably the best answer, I think, to your question. Just to circle back to that. It kind of hit me and I wanted to close the loop.
Was there ever a time you were in, I think you were, bands that populated Warped Tour?
A little bit. Like, I liked Rancid, but I was never, like, seeing, I wasn't going to see a lot of those bands, so.
Yeah.
One band I'd like to go see with you would be Goldfinger, though.
Dude, are you playing me right now? Like, do you have access to my phone this weekend?
No. Why?
It was, so Warped Tour had, it's having its 30th anniversary. It's been gone for a while. It's in the midst of its 30th anniversary. They're only doing three locations, DC, this past weekend in Long Beach, and Orlando. On Saturday, the highlight of my day was seeing Goldfinger. I kid you not. And I still can't believe you're prompting me with this. And the best part about the show was when they led into it by holding up their gold record for the song Superman. And they gave all the credit in the world to legendary skater Tony Hawk, who came out and sang Superman. And the crowd was going wild. So
that's pretty cool.
So to answer, if that was an invitation, yes, I would gladly go see Goldfinger with you again.
Little inside baseball for the people listening or watching, though. One time, Duffer, you may not even remember this. One time you and I were in a car coming back from an Amherst game, cranking. We turned that thing up to 12. And then we were listening to Goldfinger going on the 90 coming back from Rochester, back to the to the Buffalo area. And that's a memory that I have in my head. And that's why I was like, we got to make that happen in real life, not just in the car.
I don't think I've ever been as dirty physically as when I came home from Warped Tour last night. Like my dad owned a garage mechanic shop. I don't think I've been as dirty since I used, it was under my nails. Like, I sat down on my bed here in the hotel room at like 11 o'clock last night and it was instantly like dirty. I'm like, what is wrong with me? And yeah, it was, what an experience, man. Like, just
that grit and grime. Like, I need my fourth liners to look every night.
Man, it was the thing. I don't know if I can do it again. I mean, I'm hopeful that maybe if they have a 50th anniversary, I'll still be able to kick it one more time. But I don't really have any designs on going to the 33rd, the 37th, and the 43rd. Warp tours. Like, the weekend was really good, but I think I might have maxed out. So
I've been waiting for Summer of Duffer. This is a Summer of Duffer update.
I don't think
that
Skechers
Monday,
makes a brand that I could wear that would alleviate any of the back problems of standing on hot concrete for 12 hours. All right, buddy. You teased us right off the top. Best and worst of the weekend. Chris Baker will deliver on that front when we come back. It is the Monday edition of Sabres Live. Marty's on the links today. He's back tomorrow. We're back right after this.